from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry this week, so I've got Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people.
So one of the things we were, came up on the radio program today with Gio and Stugatz was, and I know this is true, like a lot of golfers keep their golf clubs in their automobiles.
Yes.
And I think, personally, that this is a terrible idea in the summer because the cars get very hot. And I imagine, like, I don't like to leave anything in my car permanently because of this fear of, in the summer, it gets so hot in the car, in the trunk, that it's got to be doing some sort of damage to your golf clubs.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's to the actual metal or wood of the club, but there are adhesives for the grips, and I don't know how the club heads are attached.
Is it glued? Is it welded?
Yeah, maybe with the woods, maybe. I think there might be some sort of
a glue situation?
A glue.
Yeah.
But for sure, the grips, you would think.
Yeah, the grips I would definitely think would dry out over time. But there are certain people that just leave everything in their cars.
Yeah, I am not one of those people.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like to do anything. Gene always tells me to leave my beach chair in the car because I have, we go to the beach sometimes at her house, sometimes at my house, and I like my chair. But I don't want to leave it in a hot, steamy car because there are intricate parts of the beat. It was for some dumb reason I got talked into buying a bit of a bougie beach chair, so I want to take really good care of it, and I don't want to leave it in a hot car where you know pieces are plastic. It just doesn't seem right to me.
Does it have a like a cup holder in the arm?
Yeah, a cup holder in the arm. But I'm amazed that our cars themselves, our dashboard, our Easy Pass, our steering wheel, the center console, how is that not melting when it gets, because the inside of your car can get very hot.
Sure. Yeah, it does. And I do think the trunk is a little bit like, unless you have like a CRV or something where there is no trunk.
Yeah, because Gio's claim is that the trunk does not get as hot because there's not a sun beating on it.
And it's not with the glass, which just makes it, it sort of really can raise the temperature to like 140 degrees on brutally hot days if you're in the direct sun. I think the trunk, where it will probably get to maybe if it's 95 out, it maybe will get to 105 in there. But I don't think it's as bad. But still, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, so I guess, like, how's the Easy Pass not melting?
Yeah, I don't understand.
They must be using a high-quality, like, military-grade plastic that doesn't melt in the sun, because that's just beating.
Yeah,
just even if the plastic's not melting on the Easy Pass, you're telling me the sun beating down on that nonstop isn't affecting the computerized part inside that gets read by the reader?
Yeah, I guess not, because I've never had an issue with that.
Yeah, me neither.
Nor have I had an issue with the, you know, the little Velcro thing that
yeah.
The glue behind that, never a problem.
When I graduated high school in 1987, my friend Steve, I think we graduated on a Monday or a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. On Friday, he went into the military. Like, he went into basic training for the Army.
And it was already signed up, ready to go.
Signed up. He was all into it.
And so he was an earlier in the year birthday?
He's a July birthday.
Hmm. So they took him at 17?
They took him at 17.
Interesting.
Prior to his 18th birthday.
I didn't know that was legal.
Yeah. He went and you may have had to do paperwork.
Okay.
Because my dad dropped out of high school to join the military, and I know for sure his parents had to sign him in.
Mm-hmm.
But he had basic training in Kentucky, and we went down for like family weekend, and I went down, and his parents had just purchased a brand new red Ford Taurus, and it was so hot, and we parked our cars in this open field.
Mm.
Do you know that their steering wheel... The grip, you know how like a steering wheel
yes.
has grips in it?
Yep.
Melted smooth.
Wow.
From the sun. I've never heard of anything before or after that of a car being something melting, a part of a car melting in the sun.
Huh. I wonder if that was a recall later on for Ford.
Yeah, the Ford Taurus are 19. I'm trying to think what year that had to be. Their car was like an 86 or an 87. Mm-hmm. Probably an 87.
And so your dad, go back to your dad.
Yeah.
He joined the service, and how old was he? What year of school was he in? Was it his senior year or junior year?
I don't think you could go in at 17 even with a parent's.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think you go in at 16 even with a parent's thing, so okay. He had to be 17. His birthday's in February, so he must have probably just turned 17 for him to do that.
Mm.
But yeah, I knew it was like school wasn't for him. So he was like, I'm going to go to military.
Yeah.
But my friend Steve was a good student. He was just like so hardcore into joining the military.
But not even to go to West Point.
No. No, he just wanted to go. He wanted to drive tanks in the Army.
Mm.
And he got stationed in Germany. And he was doing that for a couple of years. I think he had planned on being a military lifer. But then he did not. He came back here, went to Kane University on the military scholarship. And now he's a big wig at a computer software company.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Did a good job by himself there.
But when he got out and went to school, was his plan to go back?
No. I don't know what his plan was, but I think he took political science.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say he was engaged to a German girl in Germany where he was stationed. Mm-hmm. And then that didn't work out. And I think that's when he was like, you know what? Maybe I go back to the
Maybe
United States
back.
And start a life over here. Mm. Now he's married with a couple of kids.
My brother-in-law was a tank commander in Germany and then in Korea.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a real man.
Yeah. Oh, those guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Tank guys.
And then he was a fireman. He was a sheriff. I mean, he's like, did all this real man. And grew up on a ranch, by the way. I mean, it's like just everything is just man.
Like,
man.
I'm the man in charge.
Yes.
I'm a running tanks. I'm being a cop. I'm doing all these things.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even approach any of that.
Me neither. I wouldn't be able to do any of that stuff.
Maybe a ranch hand.
Maybe. Like help the rancher?
Yeah. Like you tell me what to do I'll do it.
I'll come in and I'll have my assignment for the day. I'll do that and then I'll go home.
But I'm not killing animals.
Yes. Speaking of which, I wanted to get your opinion on this. This is a very hot topic on the Bradley Beach Facebook group as we speak. I checked before we came on.
Mm.
Bradley Beach, beach community right on the ocean there. We're also on each side of Bradley Beach before you get to Ocean Grove and before you get to Avon by the Sea. Two lakes. There's a lake on each side.
One is Fisher. Is that the one closer to you?
Fletcher.
Okay.
One is Fletcher. One is Sylvan Lake.
And the Fletcher is nearer to you.
Yeah. The north part of town is Fletcher Lake, and that's where I live.
And are these lakes, or are they like freshwater lakes, or they have access to the, is there little, little canals to the sea or anything, or are they just totally freshwater? Are you not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But we have a lot of geese there.
Yes.
And the geese do make a lot of poop and,
sure,
and this sort of thing. And I will tell you that in the spring, the geese get very aggressive because they've laid their eggs somewhere.
Sure. You're walking a dog near it, and they're going to come after you.
They're going to come after us. And my dog has no clue a goose is coming out. She just is oblivious to a goose coming at her.
And they're not small creatures.
They're not. And they're very, they can do some damage.
Sure they can.
They can do that. I always imagine one like with its beak getting my penis.
Yeah.
You know,
sure, that would be about the right height.
Right.
That could happen.
It's the right height, and they probably know that's how you dismantle a man, like a human.
Right. They can't reach your eyes.
Correct.
But
go right for the crotch.
Although they can fly, so.
I have seen videos of a goose, like, leaping up and drop kicking people in the face. So they can be dangerous. I am no fan of the geese.
Right. It's a wild animal.
It's a wild animal, but in the times that, in like May and June when they're having babies, I steer clear.
Yeah, have you ever had one you get too close and to do that hiss thing at you?
Yeah, the hiss thing. Yeah, and they have come run across the street to. They've come out of the water to come after me and the dog.
Mm.
So I'm no fan of the geese, but apparently, strangely, there were geese on the beach this weekend, which has never been seen before in town. They're just walking on the sand and the beach.
Hmm.
Turns out they're no longer in the lakes. And the residents are wondering what happened.
Huh.
So then somebody revealed that a company was hired to use a laser to chase them away.
Really?
Yeah. Some type of laser that doesn't harm them but scares them off.
Huh.
So that they don't want to go there. But now the geese are just living in the town and on our beaches.
Huh.
So and
wouldn't it be better off in the lake than...
Yes, that's what people are saying now.
Yeah.
People are upset because it's really eerie to go by the lakes and there's no wildlife. There's no ducks, which are always there, and there's no geese.
Oh, so it affected the ducks as well.
Yeah. And people are furious that... what have we done with the geese and
now,
the ducks?
Are these lasers something that's... like up all the time, and then they see something flying in and they activate?
I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing of it. I will investigate when I get home. I'll take a look around.
Because if that's the case, you figure just don't do that and they'll go back.
Yeah.
You would think.
You would think eventually they would try to go back.
Yes.
Although I don't know how traumatic it is for them.
Right.
Because I know they've done those things where they have like a cardboard cutout of a wolf or something.
And eventually they ignore it.
It's my favorite is like people have them on their lawn sometimes.
Yes.
Like it looks like a cutout of a black wolf.
Yeah.
And it'd just be like nine geese standing
right
near it. I love that.
Yeah. It's like a scarecrow with the crow perched on it.
Correct. It's like, yeah, we've noticed this black wolf doesn't move.
Right.
So we're going to be hanging around here.
Yeah. You need an actual dog.
Yeah. So I don't know where I stand with it. Like the geese are destructive. They poop everywhere, and there is poop everywhere.
Yes, I know.
Right? But they also live there.
Right.
And while we can't have them attacking humans or our dogs, we also got to give them their space in, like maybe put signage up in June, May and June. Hey, the geese have laid their eggs.
Right.
Stay away.
And your dog would be fine, like with the dog, because your dog is larger.
Yeah.
And it's sort of oblivious anyway.
Oblivious.
But, you know, a smaller dog, it could get hurt.
I would think so. Yeah, I see people sometimes in May and June when I know they're aggressive and they're walking a small dog on the lakeside. I go on the other side.
Yeah.
I go fully across the street.
Sure.
I give myself some pavement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, this is crazy because a goose, they're strong necks, strong
yes
head, beaks.
Yeah.
Wings, feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to come of this. There was a a story a couple years ago in Spring Lake, that bougie-ass town, that that they exterminated. They hired a company to exterminate geese, and people were not happy about that.
Yeah.
And then some people on this Facebook group are saying, well, we didn't exterminate the geese. We just got to move them away.
Right. But now they're on the beach.
Right. They're still here. They're not. Right. It's not like they flew to Canada.
No.
They're still here.
And, you know, the beach in the summertime is probably not like, you know, they're not happy being there because there's a lot of people.
A lot of people there, yeah. And you don't want goose poop on the beach. I'd rather have goose poop by the lake than by the beach.
Although it kind of can mush into the sand, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But then you're stepping in it.
Now, do you have, are there rock jetties on either end of the town?
In the ocean?
Yeah. So they can hang there.
They could hang out there.
You know, I know some people like to walk out. Is it a jetty with a smooth paved surface on the top?
It's rocks.
It's just all rocks.
But it's smooth rocks with moss growing on it.
Uh-huh.
So it is very slippery.
So it's dangerous. So very it's not dangerous. Like one of those jetties where they put a cement sidewalk on the top with railings.
No, like people are not supposed to go out on
right,
those
right,
things.
Right.
Because it's very dangerous.
I'm
You'll
sure
fall
people
and crack
do.
Your, but... Oh, of course. You'll fall and crack your head open.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a goose will save you, or maybe they won't if they're pissed. So I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't know if the geese will eventually find their way back. I don't know if someone's going to admit to using the lasers. I don't know if the lasers are, like you said, are they activated upon sensing a goose?
And is this is something the town did, right?
They would have had to have done.
Yeah. It's not somebody just decided to do it on their own.
Yeah. Huh. Then the other thing I think of, too, like, if you bought a house right by that lake, you got to know geese hang out by the lake,
sure.
right?
Of course.
You got to know that.
Yeah. In this area, there's like, although I must say at Roosevelt Park, I don't know what they've done. I see a lot less of them at Roosevelt.
But they still exist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But not, there was a time where like that walk around the lake there was covered certain times of the year with goose poop.
Yeah.
And there were many, many of them, but I don't see as many anymore. But I still see the ducks and the cormorants and the blue herons occasionally we'll see there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot less of the Canadian geese.
Do you have those ducks by you? We have them by us, unless they've been chased away by the lasers. It's a duck. It looks like a duck and a chicken made love. And it's a duck that looks like a chicken.
No.
It's got it's white with the red coloring in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've seen white ducks, but I haven't seen that, what you're
describing.
Yeah,
I'll take a photo of one and show you what it looks like.
I see the classic mallards, you know.
Yeah.
The male and the female pairs there.
I will say, as much as I don't like the geese, especially when they're having babies because they're angry, when they have these little goose babies, they're like little... children.
Yes.
They're not babies. Like, they get born as, like, little children. But sometimes you come around the bend where the lake is, there are 100 of them. Just little goose babies.
Yeah, little fluff balls.
Yeah, little fluff balls. It looks so cute.
They do. And when they walk across the street, they all follow.
But what's funny is the aggressive geese will not get aggressive if you are near one of their children. But if you're near an egg... they get pissed.
Yeah.
But like once the baby's born, they're like, you got to figure this out. These are people and dogs walking around here. You got to figure it out. I can't protect you.
Right. You know, it's survival of the fittest at that point.
Yeah. I know there's also like a goose control type thing where they do something to the eggs.
Shake them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's a thing. And sometimes they can also, there's something that will like... hurt, like make the eggshells thinner so they don't survive.
And, like they paint almost like with a paintbrush paint on the...
Yeah, and it's also some other, like they'll put something out that the geese eat, I think, that affects the shells.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all, that's kind of crappy.
It is crappy.
I mean, you know, they're just trying to survive.
What are your thoughts on like when we do deer hunting to control the deer population?
I know it is important.
Yeah.
Like myself, I could never do that, but I do understand that there's a certain amount that, you know, the deer pup, they're not endangered, certainly. I mean, I see them in Roosevelt Park.
Yeah.
Frequently. And so I do understand that there's a purpose to the hunts that they allow. The bear hunts, I'm not so sure about. But the deer hunts, I do understand. So, you know, I'm okay with it. And I know there are many of the hunters will actually then butcher the animal and use the meat, mm-hmm. which makes me feel a little better about it. But, I myself could never do it, but I'm okay with sort of limited hunting season for deer.
Yeah, people get very upset with the bear hunt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I wouldn't think that there's that many that you could, you know, but I don't know how many bear there are in New Jersey.
Yeah, and how many is too many bear to have roaming around?
Well, yeah, but.
You know when I think there'll be too many bear? When I might hit one on the parkway. If I see just a bunch of bear, like I say, see deer all over the parkway.
Yeah.
Then I'll know there's too many bear.
Yeah, but you haven't seen that.
I haven't.
I've only seen, like, I think, and I've hiked up in northwestern New Jersey a bunch. I think I've seen a bear in all the years 3 times.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot, but.
Yeah, I know it does get dangerous if people, you know, if you have a bear going through your garbage.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know. And up in those regions, that's an issue. You have to have the special garbage cans, you know.
An anti-bear garbage can?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like where you have to put your hand in, lift. I know they have this at a lot of the parking, the trailheads, and there's going to be garbage. They have these big dumpsters, but you have to like put your hand in, flip this lever, and then pull the thing up, figuring that the bears can't figure that out. So, you can have garbage cans with a similar thing where you have to put your hand in, lift the latch, and then it'll open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't the bear just pick it up and slam it down really hard and pop it open?
Well, these are large. I mean, they are. Listen, if they were desperate enough and they really wanted in, they could probably.
They'll get in there.
Just rip it apart.
Yeah.
But these are huge metal dumpsters, so it would take some doing. The bear would have to be pretty desperate.
No, it's scary the fact, like, I think even in New Jersey, there are bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy to me.
Yeah.
Because they seem like they could get on you really quick.
Yeah, but they're probably really not going to be. I mean, a bobcat with their size to go after, I mean, a kid maybe, sure. I mean, walking alone in the woods, but that's not going to happen. They would have to be some sort of desperate. Even when, you hear about cougar attacks, mountain lions, that's usually, they have to be pretty damn desperate to go after you.
Does a bobcat think it can't beat me up?
I would think it would just instinctually say, okay, I've seen these things before. There's usually more than one around, and they're a lot bigger than me. Even though I have scary claws and teeth, you know.
Like it doesn't know it could kick my ass in 2 seconds.
Well, yeah, probably not. Even though they're big and strong for sure, you know, but. Yeah, I would think it's going to, it's not looking, even again, cougars, most of the time, mountain lions, are not looking to really go after you. And for the most part, bear too. If you startle, if you come upon a mom and cubs, different story. But black bear attacks, it's pretty rare with the number of people out in the woods all along the East Coast. It's pretty rare, black bear attacks. Now brown bears, that's out west, different story. That can be, you know, that has happened more frequently, but even then it's still not that frequent. And hell, you're out in their territory,
right?
You know, that's, if you like nature and you're out there, you know that there are risks,
right?
You know, you just have to make noise while you're hiking and, you know, do all the things they tell you when you see a bear. And hope for the best.
Maybe carry bear spray.
Yeah.
One of the other weird things about the geese, every once in a while, this is before they were chased away with lasers. Every once in a while, they'll pick a street that they just walk down in the middle of the street in a single file.
Yeah.
It looks like a protest.
Yeah.
It looks like the geese are protesting something.
Yeah.
Like this was one that they could protest. We're protesting getting lasered out of the
No good. Lake. Like they walk around the lake with little picket signs.
Yeah. Yes.
And you have at least a fox in your area, correct?
Yeah, we do have multiple foxes.
Now, have you ever heard of a fox attacking the goose, you know, to eat the goose?
I have seen goose carcasses
that were from foxes.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And I saw the one day a disemboweled rabbit where I saw the fox.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that's okay. That's nature.
Nature's
you know,
taken,
and maybe you guys need more foxes. You have to set up the foxes at the lake, maybe.
Maybe that's it. Move the fox to
Move
the
fox
lake.
Den
yeah.
to the lake.
Yeah.
And then there'll maybe a balance. There won't be as many geese.
I would think if foxes liked geese, they would have... They have so many options.
Now, foxes aren't huge, but I'm sure a fox could take care of a goose.
I would think so.
Especially with a little bit of slyness and,
yeah.
you know, get in there and get it unawares.
Yeah, very sneaky.
Yeah.
And then if you go right for the goose neck,
which is probably what they do.
Yeah, what the fox does. Climbs on its back, bites its neck.
Or just jumps up and gets it before it can fly away or peck it.
Yeah, I'm always like, well, the fox got
but
this.
But most hunts, you know, like they're usually... Only about 10% successful.
Really?
You know, for like, you know, a cougar or a lion or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's not like it's not like even a 50-50 thing usually with hunts.
Right. They have to go after a bunch of things in order to get one successfully.
Right. And you're getting the slow one, the stupid one, the sick one.
Yes.
And then again, Darwin.
Yep. That's it. Survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the world we're living in right now.
Yes.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up show.
With CeeLo.
Tomorrow, same thing, warm-up show with CeeLo, post-game podcast with Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to maybe tomorrow, I had this on my list to do with you, a WFAN lineup of only two-hour shows.
Okay.
And what that might look like.
And this is going to be... This is going to be 12 different shows. Are you going to have any overnight?
No, I'm
repeating?
Doing just starting at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Till 7 p.m.
5 to 7.
5 a.m. to 7 p.m. What that might look
okay,
like.
Okay. So you're going to leave the evenings and overnights as they are?
No, because I'm pulling some of that talent into the daytime in order to fill my daytime hours.
Okay.
Well, I haven't decided on that yet on the nights and overnights.
Okay.
But I've put together what I think is a schedule that can be talked about and we can discuss.
And I know we're going to discuss tomorrow, but the overnight, are you first thought thinking that's going to still be what it is largely, like a 5-hour solo guy?
No, in my schedule, I've got the network on the overnight.
I see. Okay.
How about that?
Because you're going to have all these extra
people. Yeah, I need these extra people.
Right. So, all right.
All right. We maybe do that tomorrow on the post game unless something else comes up and then we'll push that back to another day.
Okay.
Until then.
See you.
So.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.